Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our brain trust, going all the way back to, golly, what? Yeah, 15 years. More than 15 years he's been joining us. But for more than 42 or 3 years now, I think 43. In fact, I think this is your 43rd anniversary this month, I think, Bill, doing the NFIB survey index of small business optimism, right? 43?
That's right.
So 72, right?
Yeah, October 73 was the first mailing.
Okay, so this is 42nd yeah. anniversary. So think about that, folks. And when you hear me talk about the gold standard for small business surveying, for polling, for Main Street polling, find out what's really going on, what the heck's really going on out here at the last mile on Main Street. Bill Dunkelberg, his work is the gold standard, and it's recognized like that all around the world. Bill, thanks again. Welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Well,
I'll
add a piece of news. Sometime between now and the end of the year, we will have a website available to anybody who wants to use it that gives them access to all 500,000 interviews we've had with small business owners since 1973.
Holy mackerel!
So you can slice it and dice it by, by county, by SIC, by the kind of industry they're in.
That's enormous.
By their regional location. You know, there'll be some constraint on in terms of if you define things too narrowly, and then of course you don't get a big enough sample size for reliability.
Right.
So there'll be some constraints there, but you can go find out, what hiring plans are for construction firms, in Minnesota from 1973 to the present.
You're giving me a chill hearing you.
Yeah,
talk about
that's
that.
Going to be really nice.
This is huge.
Yeah.
So, I've never heard of anything like that in any other industry. That kind of depth and that kind of granularity.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for users who really want to track what's going on, in their own area, for example, if you
mm-hmm.
want to find out, what's happening in your state, or you define a market that you have, by zip code, you can collect data on that.
But it's still not going to take the place of it coming out of the horse's mouth, so to speak, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
you still want to hear Bill Dunkelberg talk about the fact that in September we went sideways.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't there a movie? Somebody should make a movie about that, right? Sideways.
Yeah. Well, actually, August was kind of sideways. It was only up a half a point in August, and in September it was up 0.2 of a point. And the only good takeaway I had from that, it's always, of course, it didn't go down, so that's good. But apparently, the 1,000-point movements in the financial markets, the stock market, didn't really upset owners a whole lot because things didn't get worse. Their views about things did not get worse. So,
mm-hmm.
and that my one observation I made was that one main reason is that they invest their money in their own firm, not in somebody else's
right.
firm. So. They look at it and they'd like to see good news on the stock market, but it's not so relevant to them maybe.
Well, that's exactly right. No,
yeah.
no, that's what small business owners do.
Right.
That's the reason small business owners.
Right.
Maybe later in your career when you've got a little bit of things are going a little bit better, you got some critical mass, the building's paid off, and et cetera, et cetera. You're kind of a little bit out of debt, and
sure.
things are going pretty. Maybe then you can start building a portfolio. But in the early days, your company won't let you put the money anywhere else.
Right. There's no money for a portfolio.
No. It'll say no. It'll slap your hand and say no. You can't have that money. I gotta have this money.
Exactly right. Yeah.
And folks, I'm only being a little bit facetious when I say it that way.
Yeah.
Only just a little bit. They don't actually slap your hand. They kind of
small business owners understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, no, of course they do, and that's the reason when I talk about You know, I have people on the show sometimes who are financial planners, and I ask them, you know, help us understand how to get a, you know, to squeeze a nickel out of this dollar that the company wants.
Yep.
And it's hard. It's very difficult to do that. So the economy, the small business index kind of went sideways for most of the elements, but it really hasn't moved. Well, it moved a little bit more maybe in the spring, right? But really this year, it's kind of been sideways all year, hasn't it?
Yeah, we really haven't gone anywhere in particular, which I say is good news in that we didn't go down. We certainly have had volatility in the macro numbers. Remember, the first quarter growth was like 0.5%, and then we
right.
went to almost 4% in the second quarter. The
right.
third quarter, you know, is just kind of muddling through, and so the numbers for the third quarter are looking like 1.5 to 2 at the high side.
Right. Hey, Bill, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Bill Nuckelberg. Going to get into the details of his report, the Index of Small Business Optimism.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.